USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will speak Thursday. Their first conversation in 4 months as new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claim on Taiwan as the Chinese talking war. Wisconsin Senate Democrat Janet Buley was involved in a car crash last Friday that killed a 27-year-old Pennsylvania mom and her 5-year-old daughter. Buley pulled out of a Lake Superior beach entrance and into the path of a car driven by Alyssa Ortman. That's according to the Ashland Police Department. The politician was not hurt. No charges have been filed yet. House Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to release information related to the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops just about a year ago that preceded the collapse of the Afghan government and the Taliban retaking power with the help of billions of dollars in military equipment from the United States. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Democrats are spending their money on Republican candidates.
Democrats are dropping millions of dollars to keep Republican frontrunner Tudor Dixon from getting the GOP nomination in Michigan to face Democrat incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. The TV buys from a group called Put Michigan First are worth more than $2 million. The new ads only run from Wednesday through primary day on August 2nd. The first ad calls Dixon dangerous for Michigan and accuses her of wanting to slash the annual budget for the state police by up to $500 million annually. The Dixon campaign said Dixon is endorsed by the Police Officers Association of Michigan and is committed to respecting and supporting law enforcement across the state. The campaign also said, quote, Governor Whitmer says she supported the spirit of defund the police, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can now control Europe's free markets. The number one economy, Germany, has suffered another cutback Wednesday of energy from Russia and has created uncertainty as fall and winter approach. Former ambassador to Germany and President Trump's National Intelligence Director, Rick Grenell, on Newsmax last night.
Well, one thing they're not going to do is say that Donald Trump was right, but they should. Look, he warned them for a long time that what they were doing, the strategy of constricting their energy and putting it all into Russian gas was really a wrong strategy. And we knew it, the rest of Europe knew it, but for some reason Chancellor Merkel didn't know it. I do think that we should have a discussion, the political world should have a discussion about the 16 years of Merkelism and whether or not they helped Europe or they helped Germany. I would argue that this idea that Germany is going to get off nuclear energy, restrict coal, try to rely just on wind and solar is really a bad idea.
A strong 7.0 earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines area of Abra on Wednesday, killing at least four people and injuring dozens. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.